Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I just have to remind you, don't you ever let anybody take your power from you. You have the same power that you did before November 5th. And you have the same purpose that you did. And you have the same ability to engage and inspire. So don't.
You know what was weird is when I heard this Kamala Harris clip that's been making the rounds, not just on the internet. I mean, this one's been on the news. I thought the same thing as you and everybody else thought, and then thought, am I reading into this too much through the lens of my own political persuasion? Hey, welcome to Wiggins America here on this holiday weekend. Have no idea what the listenership like is like this weekend because so many people are traveling. So it could be way up because, hey, we got so many people in town or off work and just kind of out shopping, doing more. Or it could be way down. It could just be you and me right now having this conversation. But that Kamala Harris clip is interesting because, assuming you haven't heard it yet, maybe you already have, did you first think, is she drunk? I hate saying it because that's been kind of this background thing, like she's got some alcohol problems. Nobody's ever confirmed any of this stuff, but it is the very first thing I thought when I saw that clip. Even you can't see it, of course, it's radio, but even her mannerisms just seem a little slower than they did. You know what it reminded me of? It's a weird story, but when I got back from Japan, and I told this story Wednesday, too, on the Annie Fry Show since I was hosting, but when I got back from Japan, it was the first time I'd ever really experienced that kind of jet lag. I mean, you're talking like a full clock switch, almost exactly 12 hours, so like the exact opposite of what you should be doing at any given moment is what you were doing just a day ago. It takes a while to adjust once you get there, and then a couple days, and then you get back, and it takes a while to adjust when you get back. But it took me like a week. Once I got there, it was like adrenaline, because you're on vacation, and you're doing stuff, and you want to make the most of it, and all the people around you, the friends that live there, which is why we went there, and they were able to kind of chauffeur us around, which was great. We didn't know the language. It was awesome. It was an awesome vacation. And so I didn't really experience that jet lag on the way there, but on the way home, I actually had scheduled a hit on the Mark Cox Morning Show the next morning after I got back to try to jumpstart me back into a normal schedule. And maybe that was the wrong decision because it was painstakingly slow. I was falling asleep in the, 5 o'clock at night. It made no sense for a good week or so at least. And daylight savings always does that to me too. But I just had that experience this week. Actually, the same day that she released that clip, oddly enough, I had to do a sleep study in a lab. So I'd never actually done that before. When I say in a lab, it's more like a hospital room. And, I've got this I wanted to get a CPAP because I think my sleep apnea is getting worse to the point that my dental appliance may not keep up with it. It will for a little while, but you know, for the next couple of years, I wanted to kind of get ahead of this thing. So I did the sleep study, and they've got all these different cameras in the room. They've got you mic'd, which is kind of weird, and you just sleep. But you can't sleep. I can't sleep with my little dental appliance. I had to sleep just normal, which means I got no sleep. I mean, it was a mile wide, an inch deep. I barely was getting into any sleep. And by the time they woke me up, it was already late, you know, 11 o'clock, and I took a sleeping pill, did nothing to me. By the time they woke me up at 6, I didn't even know that it was morning because I felt like I hadn't slept at all. And then I came in and hosted the show. Actually, that was the day I released my book on Tuesday and did the show with Mark that morning. Same thing. It's always Mark Cox morning show. And then did the whole hosting thing, went on with Glover that afternoon. And just felt like I was sleepwalking through the whole thing because I had no sleep. Well, then the next morning I woke up, and that's when it really hit me that I was like, oh, okay, I really need to get more sleep than I did. And that's when I was like, ooh, I'm a little out of it. Woke back up, of course, by the time I hosted on Wednesday. But that's that moment where you go, oh, I feel like drunk. And that's the first thing I thought of when I saw that Kamala Harris clip. Not is she drunk, maybe she is, but is she that tired? You know, would you be just completely exhausted after running a presidential campaign? Well, you'd think so. I would be. It's one of the reasons I would never, ever consider running for office. And I say that now, maybe when I'm 60, I'll be like, eh, never mind. I think I'm going to run. And all these things that I've said will come back to haunt me somehow. Well, whatever. But that's not my plan right now. Partially because I'm like, man, I don't think I could keep up with the rigors of even just running a campaign. That's where I would be too. If I were Kamala Harris right now, I would be absolutely exhausted just coming back from vacation and being like, hey, you know what you got to do? You got to keep fighting, man. You got to keep fighting that power. All right, I'm going to go back to bed. That would be me. So that's, I identify with that. On the other side of the aisle, you got Donald Trump, who the night he was elected, the reports are he was telling his staff to come into work the next morning at the same time because they had a country to save. That's pretty amazing. If I was a staffer, I'd be like, man, I am going to do the job that you've asked me to do. However, is it possible that maybe we could just get the morning? That is not what they've done. As you've seen, they have hit the ground running hard, and they are still running. They have picked all these people so fast, and they continue to make these appointments. Some of them will not even need Senate approval, so they'll just be day one. Other ones, you'll have to watch that approval process, and that'll actually be some drama. You know, come January 20th, they're going to start having these hearings right away, and they'll confirm some of them really quickly. Other ones, you just don't know. The whole Matt Gaetz drama that happened isn't going to be in front of everybody. So will Pam Bondi be confirmed right away? Hopefully. Will Pete Hegseth? You know, who knows? There's a lot of consternation, but there are a lot of big personalities, these media people. We're going to be watching this happen. I'm actually looking forward to that. That's the kind of stuff that makes your job fun is, you know, hey, the country's not on the line anymore. I mean, in a sense, the election's done. So that part was like, oh, this is really nervous. This is more the fun stuff where you get to go, yeah, I agree with this guy. I don't agree with this person. I actually agree with most of these people. But this is the process, the Senate process, completely trustworthy in this sense that I think they're going to vet these people if they need vetting. And then if they're good, they're going to pass. And then we won't have to worry about it. This is actually the way the process is supposed to work. And we get to watch it happen. This is the fun part. In other news, I released a book on Tuesday, and this is still the first week, so if you're interested in this book, I really encourage you to grab it this week because the algorithm appreciates it on Amazon, apparently. But it's called The Grocery List, Food for Thought. It has been an absolute labor of love writing this thing. Really love, because I've been writing it for over 20 years, started in college. It's, if you're wondering what it is, it's basically deep thoughts. In a little bit different format, but really close. And since I'm a big fan of Jack Handy's deep thoughts, I actually reached out to Jack Handy from Saturday Night Live. Yes, he's a real person. And through a process. He originally told me no, that he would not endorse the book because he didn't know me. He didn't know the material. Well, I'm like, hey, you know what we could do is you could get to know me and you can get to know the material. And I don't know if that worked or what, but he actually changed his mind. And after sending me a rejection, he said, okay, I'll do it. So he must like the material. It's stuff like off the top of my head. Every page is like one thought or one joke or whatever you want to call it. One musing, as Victoria Jackson from SNL said, because she also endorsed the book. It would be one of the worst things that...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
That could happen as far as nicknames go was when Lydia caught the clap. All right, pause for effect there, because that's the kind of stuff that's in the book. If you thought that was remotely funny, some of them are even more ridiculous than that. How about this one off the top of my head again? This would be, I think this is page two in the book. I wonder if evergreens ever get tired of us cutting them down and dressing them up like whores. Okay, there you go. So that's a little bit of a tease of the grocery list, food for thought. I think if you type in grocery list Wiggins on Amazon, that book will be the first to come up. And I think it's doing fairly well. It's a weird, if you have anybody in your life, maybe it's yourself, has a weird sense of humor, you know, somebody that you're going to get a gift for that you have no idea what to get, I would recommend this. It's a pretty bizarre thing, and they're going to go, what the hell is this? So enjoy. I've had a lot of fun talking about it this week and kind of getting the word out about it. It was a
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Originally, no kidding, I don't think I've told this story, going to be called Victoria's Secrets, and Victoria Jackson was going to be the name on it, and I was going to be kind of the ghostwriter for it, but she was, and she was all in on doing that for a long time, but she kept going, don't you want any credit for this? And I'm like, well, sure, but I think it would be fun to have you on the, kind of as the face of it, and call it Victorious, or Victoria's Secrets, and we just kind of never quite got there, and so I said, hey, I'll just how about if you endorse it and I'll release it under my name. So that's what we did. So there it is. If you want that for a Christmas gift, we have a good show. We're not phoning it in this week. We are going to have Roy come in the next segment and the final segment. We're going to rehash a little bit from Jim Carafano in there too. But this is Wiggins America. We are here for you today, and we are glad that you are here. Did you ever play Thanksgiving weekend? Let's talk about Halloween. did you ever play Ghost in the Graveyard when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the rules?
Yeah.
I was trying to remember this the other day, and I thought, I think I remember the rules, but I'm not sure we were playing it right. How did you play this game?
Well, so there's one person that hides.
Okay.
And then everybody looks for him. And if you find him, somebody else, Ghost in the Graveyard, run. And you have to get back to base before the ghost tags you.
So if you find the person, they tag you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah. You're having to find them, but then they chase you.
They chase you back. If you get back to the base, ours was the tree in the front yard. If you get back to the base before they catch you, then you're safe, and they got to go hide again. If they catch you, then you got to be the ghost.
Do you play it at night?
Yeah.
But you could play it during the day, feasibly.
You could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we were definitely playing that game wrong. Because I don't know how this came up, but I was thinking about it the other day. I used to think this even when I was a kid. Be like, oh, let's play Ghost in the Graveyard. And I guess the group of people I was with didn't really know what that meant because it was just tag at night.
Oh.
Like, and I was like, this isn't any different from tag. Why are we calling it that? Cool name, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that we've got this figured out. Now, flashlight tag I thought was fun, but also very difficult because light moves faster than people.
Yeah.
And easy to find them.
Yeah.
Like, you'd have to be completely encased in something to not be found by a flashlight.
Right.
Anyway, I bring this up because I wanted to ask just real quick, silly conversation, but did you ever do any of those weird, beyond childhood, that was kid stuff, but once you got to be in high school and maybe even early college, did you ever do any of those weird, scary things that were like, oh, if you put a bunch of baking powder on your car and you stay in this spot, handprints will appear on it and it's the ghost of somebody. You know those urban legends? Right. Did you ever do any of that stuff?
I never did. You were a good kid. I had a pretty boring high school. It was a different kind of situation for me. I was at a religious boarding school, so... You know, there was.
I thought it was possible that you did that stuff more. I didn't know.
No, actually, I don't. And I was never into Halloween scary stuff. That just never appealed to me.
I wasn't either. Those things always intrigued me when I was in usually high school or junior high or something like that. Is people are like, oh, if you turn the lights out and you say clown car four times, a clown car is going to be in your room, you know, whatever, like these dumb things. And you'd be like, oh yeah, well, how do you know? Well, my sister did it. and she said a clown car and she drove away in it. But this one popped up on the internet this week and I was like, okay, because most of the stuff, I won't even touch it. And I'm 43 years old. I'm not doing this stuff now. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. But if you hear it, you go, oh, is that a trend? Are people doing that? And is it working? And you kind of are interested in it. So I found this one, this girl talking about this. And the reason I found it interesting is because it's not paranormal. It's not like, hey, put your hands on the Ouija board. Mm-hmm. That stuff is like, whoa, let's not play with demons to me. I never even got close to that stuff. It was the other stuff that you're like, eh, what's going on there? Well, this one was one that I'm like, it's probably just a viral video. But if my kids were to say, oh, I'm kind of, you know, if they're 13, which they're not yet, but if they get to that stage and they go, Dad, what do you think about this one? I'd say, I don't know. I'm not going to stop you. So here it is.
Hi. Okay, I'm going to teach you something that's literal magic. You do not have to take any psychedelics or anything for this to happen, but it feels like you're on it. You truly will feel like... Let me just explain. It's called mirror gazing. Let me just do a disclaimer. Only do this if you're in a mentally okay spot. Okay, got that out of the way. Dim the lights in your room or whatever room you're in and find a mirror. Sit in front of that mirror and look into your eyes. And just like look into your own eyes in the mirror. I feel like I went cross-eyed there. And just kind of let your eyes glaze over. You don't need to like harshly stare. I don't even want to ruin it for you, but I'll just tell you what happened with me.
Okay. Got your attention a little bit?
Well, this... If it's what I think it is, I mean, my grandmother used to say, if you stare at yourself in the mirror, you'll see the devil, because it's
really?
A sin of pride.
Oh.
And so, yeah, that was, I remember that from.
Oh, so this isn't new.
No.
This is old, recycled.
Yeah, really old, yeah.
So they're calling it mirror gazing, but there's no drugs involved. There's no nothing.
No.
I mean, there's a little bit of theatrics to it. She's saying you turn the lights out and you just look at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
And I mean, to me, I'm like, oh, I mean, it sounds like a fun exercise. Here's though where I'm like, okay, this might have turned at this point into more of a social media grab, because listen to what she says happens when she did it.
After about 15 seconds, that is all it took. I started to like dissociate from myself almost. And it felt like I was staring at myself, but like I wasn't my body. I was the soul staring at myself. And then, I'm not joking, guys. My face started to shapeshift. And I'm not crazy. I'm telling you, try this yourself. You will see. I do not know why no one knows about this. My face, just personally, my face shapeshifted first, the first time I did this, into a cat. And then into myself as a very old woman. And then I started to see some kind of scary things.
Do you believe her?
Well, in the sense that I believed my grandmother, that if you stare at yourself in the mirror long enough, you'll see the devil.
Well, did you ever do that when you were younger, though? Mm. Like, did you ever look in the mirror and you were like, I'm looking at me, but that's not really me? Like, you're not really... it's just like a moment where you realize you're getting... Like, I remember being young and thinking... Looking in the mirror and being like, I wonder what I'll look like when I'm 20 or what I'll look like when I'm 30. And you kind of, the longer I look in the mirror, the more I'm like, am I actually looking at myself here? Or what am I doing? And it got a little freaky. And so I think that's what clicked when she started talking about this. I'm like, I bet that would be kind of weird. I don't know if you turn into a cat.
Yeah, that's odd. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I was pretty much scarred.
No, fine.
Permanently.
No, right. It's clear. Clearly, I put myself out there, and you're like, no, that's stupid. I never thought any deeper than my flesh. So, fine, Roy. You stay right there where you're comfortable, yeah. And I'll go do mirror gazing, and I'll report back.
Yeah, you're going to see the devil.
And I'm going to do shrooms.
European diplomats and U.S. officials signaling to NBC News that potentially we are on the brink of something. A ceasefire deal would likely really look like Hezbollah moving his heavy weaponry behind the Litani River and the Israelis moving out of southern Lebanon. There are major hurdles, not least of which the difference between what the two sides are saying. So the leader of Hezbollah saying that deal needs to be complete and comprehensive, whereas Israel saying that it reserves the right to deal with, quote, disruption. That's according to the Israeli ambassador.
So we're listening to that clip there, and pardon me that I've heard them talk about a ceasefire a few times now in the Middle East, but is this one different?
It doesn't matter. In the end, it's not the real resolution to the problem. As you know, we've talked about on the show a number of times, the root of all evil in the Middle East is Iran. And so unless somebody has taken it to the Iranian regime and really cranking back on their ability to control and supply and empower surrogates like Hamas and Hezbollah, it's very, very difficult to get to what's called sustainable peace, which is, I think, what Israelis really want. I mean, Israelis just want to live in peace. And nobody's looking to turn the land into the world of milk and honey and solve every problem. But the Israelis would like to be able to go to bed at night and not worry about they're going to get murdered in their sleep. To have that on a sustained basis, somebody has to deal with the Iranian regime. And so I wouldn't be looking at the calendar other than look at the day, January 20th, because that's the day I think things really start to change.
Jim, I was just looking at a friend of mine on Facebook who lives in Israel. He is an Israeli by birth, and he was posting a Bible verse and saying, I'm really believing this today because I'm in a bunker right now. So things are certainly escalating. I guess my question for you is, do we put too much emphasis on a U.S. president for peace in other nations, or does the U.S. have that much power over what happens overseas?
Well, so this is the thing. The U.S. does have a lot of power and influence, but it's not there to make peace in the world, and it's not there to solve everybody's problems. It's there to look after the interests of the United States. It so happens that it is in the interest of the United States that, you know, like in the forest, you have an interest in making sure the fire doesn't start and burn the whole forest down. The Middle East is in the middle of everything. It's the crossways of oil flows, population flows, global financial networks. So it is in the U.S. interest that part of the world doesn't blow up. And this is not a heavy lift. This isn't about ending endless wars or a massive American troop presence. Donald Trump demonstrated really with a modicum of influence and power that the Iranians, you can put the Iranians back in a very small box. Joe Biden just did the opposite. Joe Biden released the Iranians and unleashed them on the region and created chaos. And so, look, I mean, it's just one of the things that happens is when you take an age of chaos out of the White House, the world winds up being a little better place to live in.
Jim Carafino is on the phone with us, senior counselor to the president and E.W. Richardson Fellow for International Engagement at the Heritage Foundation. We were actually breaking out in discussion about this yesterday, unexpectedly, but we did, talking about how Iran, just like you said, I think probably a lot of it is stuff that we've learned from talking to you, that Iran is the head of all of the terror going on in the region. But what specifically will Trump do once he gets into office, either that he already was doing in his first term, but certainly different than what Biden is doing now? How does he change the landscape specifically with Iran?
Well, I think there are two things. First of all, when the United States really tries to be an energy superpower and we drive exports, it significantly brings down the price of oil, which dramatically relieves the tensions in the regions because people aren't fighting over a scarce resource anymore, and it weakens Iran's economy. Then there are lots of things you can do to actually curtail their exports, and then there's a lot of things you can do to make the regime more risk averse. So for example, right now you've got the Houthis, who are basically raging war throughout the Red Sea, driving up the cost of shipping for the entire world, except for the Chinese, by the way. They don't bother the Chinese ships because the Chinese ships are on their side. So I think Trump comes in, he dramatically deals with all those things. And we have seen a very consistent pattern of behavior with the Iranian regime. And if you remember, they are actually sitting on a population that hates them. They were swept, much like Joe Biden, they were swept to power in the Iranian Revolution with this promise that they were going to transform the country and make life better for everybody. And decades later, everybody knows that they've been completely ripped off. I mean, the country's run by a bunch of thugs, which are exploiting the Iranian people. And no Iranian person can actually live their life in peace. And they would be happy to be rid of these yahoos. And all the yahoos care about is staying in power, perpetuating the revolution. So the way this works is the more they feel threatened from both within and without, the more cautious they become, the less they're willing to risk things like unleashing their surrogates on other people or threatening to have nuclear weapons and other stuff. And so the more pressure Trump puts on them, the quieter they will be.
Jim Carafano, you mentioned China. Everything I read about China, which is few and far between. I mean, obviously, China tries very hard to control what is said about China outside of China and within China. Are they in a difficult, even vulnerable spot right now economically? And is this really a time where Trump coming in could change the way we deal with China?
I believe so. I do think that they are they've got a lot of structural weakness in their economy. Look, it doesn't mean that if you have a weak economy, you're not a threat. I mean, look at Russia. Look at North Korea. If you're running a dictatorship, you can be a threat to other people because you can literally shift all your money into that stuff and starve everybody else. But the Chinese do have structural weaknesses, and they're actually quite unpopular. I was with a group of folks from Africa the other day. The popular mythology is China owns Africa. They bought everybody up. And I would ask these people is, how many jobs have the Chinese actually created in Africa for Africans? And they looked at me and said, none. The Chinese come in, they bring in their own workers. They're not creating jobs. Africa's the fastest growing place on the planet. They're desperate for jobs for young people. Africa's doing none of that. And so I don't think China's the most popular country around the world. And I do think, they're ready for a snapback. And actually what we have seen in recent months is the Chinese are buying more people off than ever. And I think the reason for that is that they really can't deliver on power and influence in the world. And so instead what they're trying to do is just corrupt people and buy them off.
Jim, this question is not, it dives into economics a little bit, but we were talking about the Trump tariffs. Do you see these things as a little bit more of a tool to get what Trump wants out of world leaders, or is he saying, no, we're actually going to do these tariffs?
I think it's a combination between a tool to fix some market distortions where people are actually kind of, you know, they do the thing like, I undersell everybody, you draw everybody else out of business, and I jack the price up. So I think it's in part to fix the market distortions, and in part it's a negotiating tool to get people's attention. You know, people pretend like somehow Trump is like Darth Vader. You know, the reality is Joe Biden put more out in tariffs, put on more tariffs than Trump did in his administration. And every American president has to use tariffs. What Trump, I think, is just, he's a little more strategic about it in the sense that he tries to use it to fix, you know, fix market behaviors.
So last kind of topic for you. We're going around the world here quickly, Jim, but in Ukraine and Russia, we haven't hit on that yet. We're sitting here between U.S. administrations, and just like we were talking about a minute ago, it seems as if the U.S. administration has a lot to do with a lot of these world events, but they're between leaders. You know, Joe Biden's not really leading anything, but he's still technically in charge. Trump is, you know, pulling every string he can before he's even in office. Explain what's going, you know, when people are reading about this topic, right, they're reading highly partisan takes. Just explain right what's going on right now with what Biden's trying to do versus what Trump's trying to do and what Putin and Zelensky are responding with.
Yeah. Well, I think all over the world, what we're seeing is the world adjusting to the incoming leadership of Donald Trump. So Donald Trump is already reshaping global affairs, and he's not in charge yet. What's happening in Ukraine is really simple. I actually think that both Ukraine and Russia are close to strategic exhaustion, and both are ready for a pause. Now, don't get me wrong. Russia still wants to conquer Ukraine. Ukraine still wants to get all its territory back. But if you think like fighters that are just waiting for the bell, I think they're both ready for a break. And they both know that Donald Trump is going to insist on a break. So what they are both doing right now is throwing everything into it to try and be in the strongest position possible. So when Trump comes in and says playtime's over, this is going to stop, they're in a stronger bargaining position. I think that's what's going on.
Do you think there's a chance that there's a day one ceasefire there or whatever it's called?
I don't know if there'll be a day one ceasefire. And I don't think actually Ukraine is the hot button issue. I think the Middle East is a much more dangerous and volatile situation, and I think that the president's going to have to really get that under control first as a priority.
It's weird to say this is good times, but it does finally look like we've been in a tunnel, and hey, you can kind of see the light at the end of some of these things as long as the train stays on the tracks, you know?
I think so, and I think, you know, this is the thing. You have to get past kind of all these kind of, you know, the tariffs are actually a good example. You see this all, people say, oh my God, if Trump does all these tariffs, the prices are going to go through the roof. Well, first of all, he hadn't done anything yet because he's not president. So we don't know how many tariffs the president's actually going to impose. And then the other thing is, look, people talk like tariffs are the only thing that drives the economy. And that's actually not true. There's a lot of other things you do that drive productivity. And so people might not even notice the tariffs. The people that are hit with the tariffs might not even pass the prices on to consumers. So just the notion that by the threat of tariffs, the end of the world is near, it's not true. You have to look at the totality of what the policies are, how they affect the economy, how they affect security, how they affect public safety. You know, immigration is another thing. People say, oh my God, look how much it's going to cost to deport all these people. But when you compare that with the cost of illegal immigration, it's actually much cheaper to deport people. So I take a chill pill or a long vacation or just sit back and don't listen to news for a couple of months, because I think 6 months from now we should be in a much stronger place.
Are you nervous at all about anything that's happening with Trump's transition team right now? Or do you like it?
No, I'm all on board completely with
there's
everything
no picks
so far.
That you're like, I don't know about that person.
No, I mean, I'm not looking forward to the hearings and the gamesmanship of that nonsense. Some of the controversial ones, I think the intent is I think you have to go into these thinking, all right, I'm going to throw this person out there because they're going to shoot down the first one anyway. So there may be some of that. There may be some of them that are, well, I want this person in because they're a disruptor. They'll get in, they'll blow it up, and then in 2 years I'll replace them with somebody who can run it. And I think that's a smart move too. I think it's there's nothing that I'm overly concerned about. I'm optimistic about all of it. I think so far so good.
Okay. Well then, let me ask you this. Are they capable of running those agencies or are they just disruptors? And do you care?
I do care, and my belief is that the majority of them are disruptors. And I don't know that they're long-term appointments. And I think that's part of the plan. I think that's the strategy. You've got to weed out. He learned in 2016, you can't trust the people
anybody
who are there.
You can't trust anything.
So he's got to weed out the bad apples quickly. And then it's not a big deal. Then put in somebody new who can actually run it. I think that's some of the arguments against a few of these picks, but I don't think that's the intent. I don't think the intent is, well, they're going to be the ones to run this thing for the next 8 years. I think it's, let's get in there, clean it out, and then we'll put the people in that can maintain it.
Yeah, I don't think that being well-managed is criteria number one for me or for Trump or for anybody who's involved in this. Criteria number one is, are you willing to go against everything that you know or everything that has been and completely reform? Are you willing to think outside of what has been, unburdened by what has been, and move beyond it? And that is what all of these people seem to share. And I'm really encouraged by that. And yes, they probably are not the best for like being your happy manager who runs things well and everybody gets along very well. But we've had that. Mm-hmm. This is where we are because of that.
Right.
So this is the number one quality all these people need to have. Now, whether they stay in that position or not beyond when they reform it, because I don't think it's going to be a quick reform. This is probably going to take years of them figuring out, well, what are the problems? Because Tulsi Gabbard has never been the head of the DNI. So she's going to get in there, assuming she gets passed, and then she's going to figure out how does this thing work and how should it work? Mm-hmm. What has it been doing and what does it need to do? And that's not something that happens day one. The appointments are happening day one. But the changes, that's going to take a little time. And so I am okay with these people not being great managers, but being absolute hatchet people.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the priority. That does seem like the priority. And I'm very encouraged by it.
Yep, me too.
Well, that is all the time we have this week for Wiggins America. We will see you next week. Of course, you can get the podcast by typing in Wiggins America wherever, and it'll come up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.